Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk.
Grab a glass of sweet ass tea. We're going to grab some lawn chairs.
and sit up under the shady tree and hang out. Then our listeners are going to gather around and enjoy the chat. So every now and again, we do get some listeners that are new to the community, maybe don't know all of these amazing artists that are going to be at Caldera Fest. So maybe one or two people out there listening aren't totally familiar with style or rhythm. So which one of you wonderful folks wants to tell our listeners a little bit about the group and about yourselves?
I'll do it. Okay.
First, I
have to ask a ridiculous question. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, just making sure. I'm using a Bluetooth gadget, and it's new to me. So Spiral Rhythm, we really started out singing at events around our campfires, and at any given time, there were anywhere from a half a dozen to 30 of us, and we evolved into a smaller group when we decided a number of us wanted to be a little more serious about our music. And from the original iteration of the group Spiral Rhythm, Terry and Rick and I have been the longest continuous members, and John is one of the founding members. He took a sabbatical for a while in the middle there and then rejoined us. And we've sort of used our musical gravitational pull to suck in Kira and PJ
and Madison.
And Madison. I wasn't forgetting her. I had a swallow. And, we used to have a tagline that said we celebrate the divine in song, and I still define us as that. We love to perform with our audience, to have everybody join us in the singing and making music and drumming and celebrating. And we do. We celebrate the divine in song.
Okay. Do you consider yourselves to fit within a particular style of music?
I usually use the term vocal percussion.
Yeah, I mean, I often tell people that we're an a cappella and percussion group, but if we had to pigeonhole ourselves into, say, blues or R&B or that type of label, I would call us pagan spiritual.
Okay.
All right, well, that sounds cool. I didn't really know where to place you guys because there's a lot of difference from one album to the next, and the sound has developed and evolved over the over the years that I've been listening to you guys. So I'm particularly excited about the song tonight and the sound of it. So Caldera Fest. I tell you what, I'm just so excited about Caldera Fest coming up and all of the artists and bands and groups that are all going to be there. What are you guys feelings about what do you guys want to say about Caldera Fest?
Terry.
All right, Caldera Fest is going to be awesome, just to start off like that. It is a vision of one man and Go David, because you, David, and his wife Jessie and MC are rocking it and getting everything together. It's in Lafayette, Georgia. So it's in our home state, yay! And it's 29 pagan bands, 29 pagan acts, and the 30th secret act is the Green Album. It's the release of the Green Album. So there's actually 30 slots to fill with pagan music. And just to throw it out there, let me give you Caldera Fest info. Well, first of all, it's Memorial Day weekend, which is May 26th through the 30th. And you can find them at www.paganmusicfestival.com. And, of course, if you're friends with any of us on Facebook, we are promoting the heck out of it. And So along with 29 different pagan musicians, there's going to be tons of vendors. There's going to be a great drum circle at night. It's just going to be an amazing time. And we're just super, super excited about it. And because we're on the Green Album, we're extra super excited because we get to release that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so Robin and I have, are going to be there with media passes, and even doing a couple of the introductions. Yeah, we're going to be doing some introductions from the stage, and we've been playing a commercial every week for every show, really for what, about 2 months now. So we're very strongly supporting this, and we're excited. You know, it's going to be we're making this our first festival. We did not book any appearances in May or April just to get ready for this. So we are.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
It is. It is. Now, did anybody else in the group want to jump in with any thoughts about Caldera Fest or any of them?
Yeah. I'll jump in a little about Caldera Fest. I'm really excited because it's the all festivals have pagan music, you know, in some form. But this is the first one that I know of that is just about the music. And I think it'll be the first time that some people get to hear all the different kinds of music that the pagan community is making. And really promote some great bands and single acts that, you know, they may never have heard before. And for once, we get to go celebrate us and our sound and our spirituality, you know, all together. I think that's cool as hell.
I think it is, too. And you know, people keep using the phrase, our very own pagan Woodstock.
Yes, I think that sounds really good. Except,
it
of course, we'll be better than Woodstock.
Well, you know, I just keep telling people that this is going to be one of those defining moments in the community where we're going to start, you know, describing time as before Caldera Fest and after Caldera Fest. And
I can go along with that.
And those of us that are there together are going to have this bond of kinship that we were at Caldera Fest. That I just want to encourage anyone who's out there listening, go to the website and buy your tickets and get there, because this is going to be one of those moments. Get to Lafayette and be there. So. Well, you guys are all from Georgia.
What did you say, Rick?
John? Oh, Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rick, were you saying something?
No, somebody called my name.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought I heard someone trying to jump in there.
Oh, I just said that. This is John. I just said that we're certainly looking forward to it ourselves. You know, there's going to be so much going on. You know, we're going to see a lot of people that we normally don't get to see this early in the year, too. Usually they go to PSG or other events that are up north, and they're coming down, and it's going to be fun to have that experience and see them here in our end of the country.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to coming home. I grew up in Chattanooga. So I'm going to be coming home for the weekend. And so I'm excited about that part myself. So what part of Georgia are all of you, I guess you're all scattered from the area codes I'm seeing. Where all in Georgia are you guys located?
Well, Carrie and I live in Suwanee, which is about 25 miles north of Atlanta, up 85. And Kiki lives a little further north than that. I guess Braselton is a closer town to you, Kiki?
Yeah, actually, that's strictly speaking, that's the town I live in, is Braselton. I call it Redneck Central, though.
Oh, boy. And then Kira's on the west side of town, right?
South side.
South side.
Rex,
that's
Georgia.
You just moved. And then TJ is in the town. So, I mean, we're all orbiting Atlanta. We're all, most of us, and I haven't gotten to everybody yet. Maddie is, of course, out of state, and she's in North Carolina. And Rick, of course, is also in town in Georgia. But most of us are near Atlanta, near or in Atlanta. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've worked over in, lived over in Greenland and worked in Tallapoosa for a few years. So, all right, well, I'm familiar with that area. So, I guess you guys came together around the fires, but in each of you are going to have some, I guess, your own unique influences that you brought with you from your separate youth days. Who wants to jump in and talk a little bit about the influences and artists or bands or whatever that led to you being you, and then what you brought to Style Rhythm?
Well, I'll take a stab at first. I know that from my experience and for a lot of people who were initially involved in the group, we came from a tradition where we sang a lot of our rituals, and a lot of our worship came in the form of singing. And so that easily translated to what we were experiencing at the drum circles. It came and translated to what we were experiencing in personal rituals when we went to some of these events. And so I think that was just a natural progression for us. But at the time, I really can't say there was a whole lot of external influences other than our own experiences. And we met wonderful people in the process along the way, which has influenced us, of course. But at the beginning, I think it was just really just an expression of how we were expressing our own spirituality as a group. We were hugely eclectic. All of us were from different traditions or non-traditions, making it up as we go along, you know. And it's just one of the things that evolved from ourselves is singing our rituals. That was a big deal for us back then, back in the day.
Okay. Maddie, what about your take on it?
I'm having a little issue hearing you guys, and that's kind of sort of very bad static on my end. But what was the question?
About your personal influences before you guys started as a band, and how you brought that into the band.
I had been a fan of the other full band for a very long time, and all of a sudden I found myself and Carrie at an event one day, and they asked her to come up and sing, and so she asked me to sing with her, and we did pretty good, and the rest is history there, and I've been with the band ever since. And it's been over 10 years now.
Yeah, very cool.
I've had lots of different influences with different types of music all throughout the years, with the Celtic and the pagan musics, and my favorite, of course, is the African stylized drumming and the chanting, and I like the rhythms and stuff like that. So that influenced me quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Rick?
Oh, me? I was in band in high school. I played trumpet, which does not at all relate to drums, but when I kind of met up with this group when I moved to Atlanta in 94, the first year we were here, we were playing games, literally, but the second summer we started going to gatherings and really getting into the percussion and the rhythm side of things, and I realized after that, I'm much more of a rhythmist than I am, as far as the rest of the music and sound. I'm more about the rhythms and complicating rhythms and stuff. So drums are great, and Spire Rhythms is a natural outlet. We first started doing, when I first started with with this kind of group of friends, we really didn't do much music. We did singing and stuff, but we didn't have, like, constant drumming and chanting and stuff during rituals and stuff. So me not being really familiar with paganism and stuff like that, my part was doing the drumming and stuff. So it kind of evolved, and now it seems like in some ways our group has influenced rituals in general, because everywhere we go now, people are doing a lot more chanting and singing and drumming and stuff during the rituals. So it's very cool.
Well, that sounds very cool. I mean, I've for a long time said that we need more music. You know, the church has music. Why don't we have music? You know, we need pagan church music. And the chanting and some of the harmonies, particularly the song we're going to play here in a few minutes. There's that wonderful kind of harmony that sounds like, for lack of a better word, church music. And,
I think that's a cue for PJ.
Well, I believe the word you're looking for is gospel.
Oh, that's the word I'm looking for.
I love gospel music. So I think
the
needs its own version.
Well, most of us are from the South, so we're that root a little bit.
Does anyone else besides me remember when they used to call us the pagan Pentecostals?
Yes.
I remember when y'all used to call us Episcopagan.
That I
remember. Yes, Episcopagan. Yes, Episcopagan.
So PJ, did you bring a love of gospel music with you when you joined the group?
Guilty as charged.
Okay. So that old Southern gospel music was your influence in your youth?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I grew up going to Assembly of God Church, and they were very big on music as part of the celebration of God. And I loved the energy and the power and the community that it brought. And when I met up with the band, I loved their music, but I was missing that one little piece, you know, that expressed spirituality to me. And so I tried to, you know, bring some music into the group that expressed that and celebrated all the aspects of being pagan and put out our message, but still with that same power and spirituality that the standard gospel does.
All right. So pagan gospel songs of praise kind of power. Is that where you're headed?
Yes. Yes. I think that's a fair statement.
All right. I was listening to this song again today and just marveling at the depth of it. So could you tell our listeners the story of, you know, this amazing song that we're going to hear tonight?
Well, I mean, as I've already stated, I love gospel music, but I also have a little bit of preacher in me, and I find that music, especially gospel music, has the power to send a message and is much more absorbed and understood than just standing up and telling somebody something. So I always try to have a message in my music, you know, something. And this song came to me in minutes. It just fell into place. it was a message that needed to be said that really resonated with me, and it seems to resonate with everybody who hears it, because we all have been victims of the weight of our own possessions and, you know, what the cost of owning does to us. And I think that a lot of us would like to find out a way to I don't know, lighten the load, let some of it go. And so that's what I was trying to get across, that that you can let things go and put people and spirituality first, and you'll be the beneficiary because your life will get a lot simpler. And I think the divine wanted the message to come out, because like I said, the song pretty much showed up just done. I didn't have to make many changes at all. And there it was.
Well, excellent. So, I'm excited to be sharing this with our listeners. So why don't we go ahead and listen to the song? And then we're going to play the Caldera Fest ad, and then we'll rejoin, and we'll be gone for, you know, either, you know, 7 or 8 minutes. But everybody stick around and listen to Show Me the Way by Spiral Rhythm, and we'll be back right after this.
Show me the way, I'll follow your spirit. Show me the way, won't you be my guide? Show me the way to walk through this tangle of life.
I will shed all my burden and
my spirit stand naked and clean. Give my heart to my brother, take the world as my lover, then spread wide my wings and fly a tree. Oh, lady, show me the way. I'll follow your spirit. Show me the way. Won't you be my guide? Show me the way to walk through this tangle of life. Show me the way. I will wake newly made with the dawning, with a hunger to share all I've seen. Lead empty souls to your well. The children who dwell here, that love is a coin you send free. Oh, lady, show me the way. I'll follow your spirit. Show me.
The Magic Jukebox Podcast presents Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through May 30th in Lafayette, Georgia. This event will feature the best in pagan music and over 100 vendors and workshops. Featuring Tuatha Day, Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Wendy Rule, Digis Christ Superdrum, Dragon Ritual Drummers, and many more. Also featuring the official release of the Green Album. This eclectic compilation of thoughts and sounds will feature various acts performing at Caldera Fest, benefiting the Rainforest Trust. Come on out and have the time of your life. Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through 30th at Cherokee Farms in Lafayette, Georgia. For more information, visit calderafest.com today. See you there.
You're listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you to
Virginia. All right, and welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Powell, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. So, Robin, how you doing over there, Dad?
I'm doing very well.
All right. So we are joined tonight, and we've been listening to a song by Soul Rhythm, and we're joined by the members of the band. And so I guess let's see. We'll do a roll call here. We've got PJ and Madison and John and Carrie and Rick and Kira and Kiki. Everybody's joining us tonight.
Hello.
Hi.
So, PJ, that song, you know, we talked about it and did a little, you know, introduction to it. What an amazing, you know, like we described it, a sound of pagan gospel song of praise. And, you know, show me the way. I mean, that was great. I've always loved that kind of music myself. And, you know, hearing it with a pagan message is just a great deal of fun and a lot of excitement for me. So, you know, thank you for sharing that song with us tonight.
Well, thank you for playing it. Stroking my ego.
Well, was there anything else that you wanted to say about the song before we go on to other topics?
I just said I think that there are so many pagans who have Southern roots and have memories of gospel music, and so I think it resonates with a lot of people. So I'm glad for that, and I hope to do more if everybody's amenable.
Very cool.
Yeah, we kind of like it. We kind of like it.
Okay, now go stroke somebody else's ego for a while.
Well, that's going to depend, because I'm getting ready to ask about the Green album. And we've been talking about this. I mean, we've had all the groups that are going to be and artists that are going to be at Caldera Fest have been our regular Thursday night guests for 2.5-3 months now. So
cool.
We've talked about the Green album a number of times, and you know, all of these artists getting together, creating a new song, and 25% of the proceeds going to the Rainforest Trust, which is so wicked cool, putting our money where our mouths are. And we talk about saving the earth, and here's a group that's doing it, and we're supporting them. So, but I know that each group has a new unreleased song for the album. What can you guys tell us about your contribution?
I would say, Kiki, go for that one, since you wrote the song.
Okay.
Kiki.
Well, hey, just want to say first off that Tuatha Dea, we've always adored them, and as it turns out, the feeling was somewhat mutual, and they invited us to participate on a previous album of theirs, The Tribe, and it was so much fun. It was such a pleasure to work with them, and when they came up with this idea and asked us to join them in it, I think we were collectively delighted at the opportunity to be part not only of a community effort to show that we are part of this web, but also, you know, because we're once again getting to work with some friends and make music together. And for me, music is the most powerful of magic. So the song itself is intended to be moderately uplifting. It's supposed to be a cheerleading song about what we can do to mitigate what we have done. And it's meant to be a song that reminds us that we're never powerless. It doesn't matter how bad things look, we can still do something about it.
Okay. So what's the song called?
It's called Help It Grow.
Okay. It wasn't supposed to be a trick question, I'm sorry.
No, I'm laughing because from time to time, one of the group members will call it Let It Grow, which is a song from a popular animated movie. And I keep saying, no, that's a Disney or a Pixar. We don't want them to get mad at us. It's Help It Grow.
Okay. So, I know that a lot of the lyrics of some of these songs are out there already. We're just not allowed to hear the song. Was there any particular part of the lyrics that was powerful enough that you would like to share that here and give our listeners that little extra taste and hunger to hear the song?
Well, there's a part of the song it's something of a bridge, and it goes, one people, one planet, one place we call home. Be her wardens, serve and nurture, care for her as we roam. And I like that because, again, you know, I feel like we are a group, we're a tribe, we're all on one web together. And we all need to take care of our strands or the whole thing's going to fall. So I like the idea of being supportive of each other and our own efforts and being mindful of that connectivity with a greater community. We're all cells in one body. The liver cell may not talk much to the spleen cell, but they're both necessary for the function of the entire being.
Right. Be a warrior.
I like that a lot. Thank you for sharing that. So we are coming toward, we got about 10 minutes more together before we start doing our wrap-up that Robin and I do. So what do you guys have coming up? Are you performing between now and Caldera Fest? Or what you got going on after? Who wants to speak to your calendar schedule?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll jump in here. We are doing the Pagan Unity Festival, PUFF, in Tennessee, the weekend of May the 19th. We will be performing there. And after Caldera Fest, we'll be doing the St. Louis Pagan Picnic. That's the weekend of June the 4th and 5th. And then we'll be doing, of course, PSG, which is that week of the 19th to the 25th. And then we come back down south again to Florida. We're doing some Pagan Prides. We're doing Raleigh and Augusta, hopefully Savannah. We're booking a few things there. So we're slowly filling up the list of what we're doing.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so I have asked you guys questions and guided the conversation since we started. What is it that you guys, and we can do a roll call and let each of you speak in turn, is there something that we've not talked about that you would like to tell our listeners or share with our listeners, something that we didn't get around to asking you about?
Roll call. Let's start with Maddie.
Hey.
Hello. Ah. Beach
hey,
Madison.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Yes, I'm here. Hello.
What would you like to say?
First of all, I would like to thank everybody that has been our fans for a long time, and we very much appreciate when the more you guys dance and sing for us, the more we sing better on stage. And I would like to thank all the blessings that we've been given from everybody out there to continue on our music year after year after year, and you guys have made it worth it to us. And we really, really appreciate your loyalty to us and that you like our music, and we like you guys out there, too. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody, and blessings and lots of our faith.
All right. Thank you, Maddie.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Who's next?
About Kira. Kira. Kira.
Hello? Hey, sorry, I couldn't figure out how to off the mute for a second. Hi everybody. I want to check in what Daddy says about the community and the awesomeness of our audience and how interaction helps us perform better. I actually was audience before I became part of the group, and really, really, the group empowered my dancing, and I could really feel seeing them in person how, it was very spiritual and inspiring to me, like dances to me. The other thing I wanted to say was about the Pagan Prides is check out your community. It's really important. that we all invest a little time and energy to educate and share what we do. Everybody, you know, not everybody's on the same path, but it's really great that a lot of our gatherings and festivals are very inclusive, and I think that's the most amazing thing I've found with the pagan community is how inclusive everything is, and this is so awesome. So thank you, everybody, and we can go to the next person before I cry.
Okay, thank you, too.
Well, I'm going to jump in real quick because I've been crying all day. I just want to say that I'm going to miss Prince. Because, you know, he shaped my life since I was little. And so not to bring anybody down, but that's, you know, the world has lost a lot of really great music potentially in the future. And I hope that one of my hopes is that we, in our small way and our niche of things, will bring in some great music for people to dance to and listen to. And, you know, we have a lot of emotion in our music, you know. We sing from sadness, we sing from love, we sing from gratitude. All of those things are super genuine, I think, for all of us and represent many different parts of our lives. And I think that's what people reflect and connect with our music. So I just want to say we're going to keep up with that in the vein of all that. And thank you.
Hey, thank you for sharing that. All right, who's next? Who wants to go?
All right, Rick, how about you?
Right on. I just want to say thanks for everybody who has made Spiral Rhythm possible just by listening and keeping us going and stuff. It's been a privilege to be a part of it, and it's not always glamorous, but the energy exchange when we're performing there's just nothing like it. So, you know, thanks to everyone for allowing me to still be able to do it and continue. So. That's it.
All right.
Short and sweet, like the man himself.
I'm not short. I'm average.
You have nothing that's average true. About you.
Just ask him. He'll tell you.
Oh, no. There's a lot of average about me.
Silly, silly man. All right. Carrie, blow us away.
Well, first, I need to say that there's nothing average about Rick. He is amazing. Something that Kiki and I are doing is, as a side project, we're doing a lullaby CD, and it's called Mother Moon Lullaby. And we actually, yesterday, hopefully, were in the studio for the last day, and we're hoping to have Visra also release at Caldera Fest. And we want everybody to keep an eye out for that, and also other Spiral Rhythm side projects, because I know a few other people might have other things in the works. So, wink, wink. Keep an ear out.
All right. Well, very cool. I'll be looking forward. I'll be definitely looking for that at CD at Caldera Fest.
Thank you.
All right, who else? Who has not gone yet?
Pardon?
Yeah, that's just me and PJ.
Yeah, Kiki needs to go.
No, I went before the show.
Very funny. Very funny.
I just want to throw out there that we do have a website. It's spiralrhythm.net. Where you can find, or is it .com, or is it both? Oh, I'm bad.
Both.
I don't know my own website. It's both. And a big shout out to Mark and to Eris, both of whom have taken various shifts in dealing with the web foolery for us, because the rest of us are not such techno-pagans. And you can find often links to our lyrics, to upcoming events, to CDs and whatnot. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. And also, just to remind everybody that when we're performing, even though we're up on a stage, we're not really up on a stage performing for you. We're up there performing with you. So
it really does feed our groove when we see people dancing and singing along. That's powerful stuff, and it helps us to be reminded of our connectedness to the community that we're in and the greater human community as a whole. And music is, it is, to me, it's the most powerful thing. I have ideas about how everything began with a song. And, I mean, I was thrilled to recently find out that some scientists have decided that music is, it has its own dimension, like time and space. And I dig that because that's what I feel when I'm making music. I feel transported. And I'm always hoping that if I'm transported, maybe somebody else is transported with me and we can get ourselves away from the concerns of mundania and go to a place that is more pure. And maybe we can carry that into the world with us. So, you know, keep y'all keep making music with us because that's what we love among best. The best of things about making music like this is that y'all are making it with us and that we're all on this journey together.
All right. Very good message. Thank you. All right, PJ, did you have anything?
I just want to thank everybody for listening to us and for allowing us to be part of their lives and for joyfully becoming part of ours. We will keep doing this as long as folks keep wanting to join us. And we hope to see everybody at some point this year. And feel free to come by our booth, talk to us, check us out. We love to connect with our audience on the stage, off the stage, beside the stage, behind the stage, okay, occasionally under the stage, but that's another story.
Speak to yourself.
I was speaking for you, John.
no comment.
Ooh, that's unusual. John without comment. Ooh. But no, we
thank
love
you.
Y'all and we look forward to seeing everybody. And so come out, support your local pagan artistry, not just us, but all the performers that go all through the country for little or no money, doing what they love with people that they love.
Miss BJ, tell them how to get in touch with us if they want to book us.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, I'm the person that you have to deal with. I apologize ahead of time. You can email me at 3490@bellsouth.net or you can call me at 770-658-7882. And I am on the road sometimes, so please do not be offended if it takes me a couple of days to get back with you. I will get back with you. If it doesn't work the first time, try again. I'm out there somewhere. We love y'all.
All right.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Thank
you.
All right. Thank you for being with us. And one more time, what's the website?
It's spiralrhythm.net or .com.
Okay.
And, of course, you can find us on Facebook.
All right. Good deal. Well, thanks a lot for being with us. Robin, my lady, you've been awfully quiet tonight.
I'm just trying to listen to everybody else.
I want to thank everybody from Spiral Rhythm for being with us tonight. It was great. Hearing from you guys, hearing that amazing song, and listening to your stories. So thank you all for being with us. Now, Robin, would you tell everybody how to get in touch with us and to book us for events and all that kind of stuff?
Sure. If you'd like to get in touch with either Terry or myself, we can be reached via email at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. We also can be reached at the radio station email address, and that is the one I always mess up. It is S-U-R-N, I'm having a mental block again. I can never remember this one.
I get it. I don't know how you struggle with that. It's surn.org@gmail.com.
Because it's backwards.
Well, there's the .org and there's the .net. Yeah, I know. But it's surn, S-U-R-N, .org@gmail.com.
Yeah, that one.
So,
you can also reach us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. You can also reach us at Facebook, on Facebook, at either one of our Facebook pages. My Facebook is Robin A. McKean. Or you can reach Terry on his Facebook page, his public page, which is Rev, R-E-V, Terry Power, HP. So Rev Terry Power HP. That's his public figure page. And if, as if those weren't enough, there's also a CERN Facebook page. You can find us there. And again, probably the best way to reach us, though, is through Facebook, is on the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings page. Now, that's the Facebook page to go to contact us if you'd like to get some information about what kind of workshops Terry and I give. If we would come to your event and do a simulcast, or anything that you know you think you might get want to have us attend, we're always adding new stuff to our schedule. So if you think it's a possibility, try to get in touch with us so that we can get you in our schedule and you don't get
you're
not
too
late for us to get a slot. Yeah.
Because the schedule is filling up. I think June is full.
Yes.
What June, we've got the Pagans in the Park, Pittsburgh Pagans in the Park.
Mm-hmm.
We will be there on the 11th. The following weekend is the Shaputa of Ishtar event. Over in New Jersey, we will be attending there. I think you're going to be running. You are writing the women's ritual, and then I'm going to be working with Hercules Invictus on the men's side of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 25th, we have been invited to Indiana, and we are working out the details of that. So then we've got some stuff coming up in August and in September. We're not ready to publish those dates yet. But if you want us to come out to your event, get the word to us pretty quickly because things are filling up.
Yep.
Was there anything else, my lady?
I believe that covers it.
Okay. I want to say one more time thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for coming on.
It was definitely the largest group we've had under the Shady Tree, and certainly one of the liveliest. So it was a great deal of fun. it was a lot of fun, and we want to thank you guys, and we want to thank all of our listeners. It's for you guys that we do this. You know, we could hang out with all these people and get on the phone together. We share it with you because we want to share and bring it out to you. So thank you all for listening and being a part of what we do. And thanks, a shout-out to Niv, our engineer and booking agent who has worked diligently to get all of the bands together and scheduled for our Thursday night shows. You have done an amazing job at your rock, and we wouldn't be getting all of this done without you. So special thanks to Niv for all of her hard work these last few months. And I think that's about it. So I'm going to quit thanking everybody and just say we love you guys, and we wish you a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.